This is Philip Roberts, extension entomologist with the University of Georgia, and this pest patrol update is being taped on Monday, June the 1st. Well, thrips infestations were relatively high in April planted cotton. The droughty conditions in early May caused many of the alternate host plants to dry down, and that forced thrips to move to emerging cotton. Thrips infestations appear to be much, much lower in May-planted cotton, and that's typically of what we've observed in years past. Now, the thrips model suggests thrips risk is relatively low for any cotton planted in late May and into June. Regardless of planting date, some thrips will infest all cotton, and preventive treatment is needed at planting. Now, some of our earliest cotton, some of our April cotton, has began to square. That means it's time to begin running sweep nets and monitoring retention on those fields. We're not getting many insect-related calls other than people looking for an update on the jacid situation. Well, good news here in that we have not detected a jacid in Georgia since a single capture of a jacid on a yellow sticky card on January 26th. We would encourage folks to monitor cotton, okra, and sunflower plantings for jacids, as all three of these plants we observe jacids reproducing on in 2025. Now, if we go back to 2025, the first jacids we detected were actually on okra, and that was on July 9th. If jacids are detected, we'd ask you to please contact your county agent. Our intentions are to track the migration and the movement of jacids by county more closely this year. With that, we'll stop and check back soon for another update of the Pest Patrol Hotline. And as always, if you have additional questions about the insect situation in your area, call your county agent.